Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Broker Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or BlackRock Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and BlackRock Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Broker Services, Inc.
The one thing that I would say, right, is everybody makes bad decisions. But why is it Biden every time?
Welcome back, everybody, to the Financial Guys podcast. Thanks for joining us again. We appreciate it. Whether you're listening on iHeartRadio or whatever your favorite podcast app is or watching us on YouTube, we certainly appreciate it. We've got Ryan Norton in place of Mike this week. Mike is taking a week off, taking some time off. Of course, it's summer, so we all like to take time off in Buffalo in the summer. Buffalo is a wonderful place 3 months of the year, and the rest of the year it's pretty much lousy, freezing cold, miserable politics, taxes suck. People are nice.
You take the sunshine when you can get it because you have to. Yeah. We're going to be taxed on sunshine soon.
Yep. And then I also wanted to plug this on Saturday. We talked a bit about this, but just a shout out to our marketing team, Kelsey, and everybody else who participated in the office on helping to run our client appreciation event last Thursday. That was absolutely a phenomenal event. We had over 1,000 people in attendance, 4 food trucks, ice cream truck, 2 bands, beer truck. It was a good time. Went an hour over schedule, but that's usual for us. So had a great time with you know, 1,000 of our closest friends. So that only represents a fraction of our clientele. So we're very fortunate to have a big financial practice and a lot of wonderful clients, I think, just like us. And that's a wonderful thing. We have people that we can hang out and have a drink with just as well as we can sit down in the office and have a meeting with. You know, it's not like we have to bite our tongues. I think a lot of people in this world now, you know, we got this. We'll start with this, I guess, Ryan. We've got this woke cancel culture, right? And for the financial guys, we're just very fortunate that we've been insulated from that because we have been unapologetically conservative, as we say, for 20 some odd years, right? We started the radio show back in 1999, and the first year sucked, to be honest with you. We talked about finance and asset allocation and boring stuff, right? And we'll talk some fine money today. No, not today, but every now and again we'll talk some money on the radio show or whatever. But the show is really where money meets politics. But when we started talking about more politics and how government policy impacts the stock market, impacts the economy, you know, how government policy like unemployment extensions or, you know, regulatory environments or tax increases, you know, how government policy has a impact one way or the other when it comes to the economy and the stock market. And that's really the show. And when we did that, the show took off. And of course, when you take a position and you're talking about government policies, you know, for the most part, you know, it's the right government policies that have a positive impact. Not always. There were certain things, a lot of things that the right has done that have been disastrous for the country as well as the economy. I can think of the Patriot Act being one. I can think of the drug prescription program that President Bush passed as a ginormous federal expansion and entitlement program. That was a bad deal. But for the most part, you know, Republicans, at least they used to, represent the working class and corporations and lower taxes and smaller government. And I think there's a good chunk of that group, the Republican Party, that still believes in that. Democrats, however, they're full Marxists now. They are full on. Let's just, you know, go all in for, you know, speech cancellation, you know, black-shirted thugs in the streets.
Cancel culture.
Cancel culture, right? So we can't be canceled because we don't have any liberal clients, and that's a good thing for us. So it's funny because we talked about this a little bit on Saturday, Ryan. Mike and I, we always get those folks that, you know, they send us a Twitter message or an email and say, you know, I just want to give you guys some business advice. You know, appreciate that. You're alienating half of the client, you know, your potential clients of Western New York. And, you know, that's a foolish business move. I'm like, oh, you know what? I never thought about that. What business do you run? And so maybe I can mirror my business off yours. Oh, I work for the county. Oh, I see. Mm. Well, what business did you run in the past? Because I really want to get your input on how we should run our business. Oh, you've never run a business. Oh, I see. But now somehow you're qualified to give me advice as one of the largest and still yet fastest growing financial firms in Western New York, fastest growing home and auto company in Western New York, one of the fastest and largest Medicare companies in Western New York, our RIA is over $750 million, $750 million in assets. When you add the other investments that we have, annuities, mutual funds, brokers, and so on, we have over $1 billion in assets under management. So, yeah, I think we got this. I think we got this, but thanks.
Maybe it goes to show, right, that we're not the minority like we're told.
Well, I think you see that in other things, right?
Isn't that crazy how you would think, right, if our opinion is so baseline, right, mm-hmm. nobody thinks the way that we think.
Right.
but yet we're one of the fastest growing, and you can name all of these different things. Maybe we're not the minority.
Well, I think you can, you know that we're not the minority when you look at things like the Olympics, right?
I think we're just not the loudest.
No, we're definitely not the loudest. Well, think about this. I talked about this on Saturday. I was listening to an airline pilot on another radio station talk about, you know, some of the regulatory environment and, you know, not having pilots come, you know, train them, but not. And he said, he was talking about the peanut thing, right? And he said, you know, with the peanuts, they canceled the peanuts. They got rid of peanuts. No more peanuts on any planes, right? It's always going to be, it's always pretzels now or snack mix or whatever. And he said, you know, you would think it affects, you know, peanut allergies are serious, and that's no joke. They affect thousands of people, right? So you'd think that they got hundreds, if not thousands, of phone calls and complaints. They got six. Six.
And that's enough to shut it down.
Six. And that was it. Six complaints, and it changed the entire industry. I think you're seeing that in a lot of cases with, you know, five people call. And I think to the detriment, though, of these organizations, whether it's the NFL or look at the Olympics. They can't figure out why the Olympic viewership is down 33% from a couple years ago. Well, I can give you just a hint. You know, people watch the Olympics because they want to watch athletes and be proud of their country. They want to watch, you know, people represent the United States of America on the international stage and do us as Americans proud. I don't want to see Rapahoe kneeling. I don't want to see any of this garbage that you see now. This the girl turning her back on the flag, or a man dressed up as a woman, you know, weightlifting somebody else. I mean, nobody wants to see that stuff. At least a third of us don't, right? So a lot of people have simply turned it off. I think you see the same thing with LeBron James movie, right? That movie came out last week, expected to be number one. It was. They expected to stay number one for several weeks. It plummeted this week.
Now it's fallen off the world.
It fell off 75% drop in ticket sales in just 1 week. You know why? Because nobody likes LeBron James. That's why.
Because it's not woke jam.
It's not woke jam.
It's Space Jam.
Exactly.
The other thing is, the crazy thing about it, too, is think about all of the athletes that are not in those top brand sports, right? Like you have the U.S. Olympic women's soccer team, mm-hmm. who has gone out of their way to make it about them, not country.
Right, exactly. Right?
So then you have this pride in country that becomes completely secondary.
Right.
So you have the people that are in these secondary things like fencing and all things like that have devoted
their whole life
to do this. And I can't imagine at a high salary, right?
Yeah, no.
Like the U.S. women's team.
No, it costs a lot of money, I think, in fact. I think they're spending a lot of money for lodging and all that stuff that they have to do for training.
Right. And think about, they don't, those people have not thrown themselves into the wokeism. They're all about pride and country, right? They were there. They want to do their best. They love their country. They're there trying to, on the global stage, put themselves out in the forefront saying, I want to do the best for my country. And then you have people that say, well, I don't even like that country. I'm not even going.
Right.
Like if you take the top NBA basketball players, right, and you put them in and they play in the Olympics, mm-hmm. the U.S. Olympic men's basketball team doesn't lose.
Right.
But they don't go.
Right.
Right? Because it's not about pride and country. It's about, well, I'm not being paid enough to go there.
Right?
It's about them. So when you say, well, the Olympics has taken a beating in terms of viewership, of course it is. Because why would I want to watch something where I want my athletes to do the best, right, just based on me being an American?
Yep.
But then the people that are there don't appreciate being there.
Right.
Then why are you there? So the U.S. is just racist enough to make sure that you say, the U.S. is racist, but it's not racist enough if I'm going to go there and I'm going to be some third hammer throw person,
right?
And I'm going to make a name for myself with disgusting lipstick. I'm going to do that, but it's not bad enough for me not to go. It's just bad enough for me to make sure that people know that I'm woke.
You know, the sad thing is, and I think you hit on a good point there, it takes away from the athletes that have dedicated their lives. And that's the sad part, right? Was it the hammer throw girl that turned her back on the flag?
She said she was set up by her own national anthem.
Sure. Okay. So
it's a heck of a setup.
You know, the sad thing is she was third, not first, right? I think it was two other Americans that were number one and two, correct?
Yes.
At least in that particular competition.
Right. And they were very proud. And nobody said anything about them.
No, exactly. Nobody said anything about them. They got completely glossed over because somebody had to throw a temper tantrum, put a shirt over their head, and turn their back in the national anthem.
Nobody knew their name, right?
It's a shame. It's a shame because they're the ones that deserve the accolades. But, you know, for me personally, I'm having a hard time watching because I don't want to see – it's like the NFL. I was talking to my wife about the Buffalo Bills going down and playing in Miami. And, you know, last year we had some folks that came down when years passed, and we were talking about it again this year. I'm like, I'm not going. She's like, what do you mean you're not going? This would be a blast. I'm like, I am not going to go to an NFL game or support the NFL if they're going to play something stupid like a black national anthem. We have a national anthem already. It covers all Americans. I don't recall it being a white national anthem, right? It's a national anthem that covers, you know, men and women and black and white and Asian and immigrants and American Indians and everyone in this country who loves this country. That's supposed to be our national anthem. To just bend over backwards for such a minority of people, now we're going to play a black national anthem, which is completely made up. I'm so sick of this made-up garbage. But the fact is, I'm not supporting it. I'll go down and tailgate with you guys. I'd be happy to go have fun and have some tailgates, but I'm not buying a ticket. You want to buy a ticket? That's your prerogative. Go enjoy the game. I'll meet you back at the house. I will not support the NFL anymore. I'm not going to watch the Super Bowl anymore.
Yeah, my season ticket price went up.
Not going to do it. Not going to do it. So
the NFL is fighting a two-front war now, right? They're fighting the wokeism on one side, and then they're fighting the I want to mandate a vaccine on the other side. Mm-hmm. So now they have players that are saying, like Cole Beasley from the Buffalo Bills, saying, I'll just retire.
Yeah.
You're not going to tell me to do it. I'll just retire.
It's just what something is not right. Let's talk about the vaccine for a second. I got a bunch of sound clips today, too, so we'll go through a bunch of sound clips throughout the show today. But the vaccine and the way they're pushing this, I was having this conversation with somebody recently. It's just we've had other more deadly diseases by far, and I'll take Ebola. Ebola made me nervous. It really did. When you talk about a 50% death rate, 50, 50, flip a coin, that's your chance of survival. That is really scary stuff, right? That, well, it wasn't as transmissible, Glenn. Oh, really? Okay. Because it just, I saw these folks wearing complete and total hazmat suits, more so than some of these face shields that were being worn in the hospital, right?
Well, and I could be wrong, but it was more dangerous to age spectrums across the board.
It didn't matter. Unlike, it was indiscriminate, right?
Unlike now running in with coronavirus, where it's like, you know, you could get hit by lightning that was eating a shark at the same time.
Right.
And if you're, you know, 7 or under.
Right, you're fine. If you're 18 or, I mean, pretty much, if you're like 40 and under, and of course, you know, here are the people that will throw out the conjectures. Always, well, I knew somebody who knew somebody who had a friend who had a friend who, you know, the 35-year-old died. Look, there's always 35-year-olds that die. Right. That's a really sad thing. I've known a lot of 35-year-olds that have died, and people in their 30s. Some have been drug overdoses. Some have been suicides, very sadly. Some have been just simple, you know, had a heart condition kind of deal. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, people die. It's a sad fact of life. But you have a virus here with a 0.03% chance of death. And under 60, it's less than the flu. And children, it's even less than that. Why are they pushing this vaccine so hard? Why is it that 100%? This isn't polio. Now they're making the polio comparisons. Well, people lined up for polio because they were afraid to get polio. Yeah, nobody wanted to be crippled. Right?
Right.
I'm not that afraid to get COVID. However, I don't want COVID, right? But I'm going to stock up on the medications to treat myself at home because no doctors and hospitals are treating us. And that's the other thing. Why are we not treating it? We have treatments. We know what we can at least give people antibiotics. It can't hurt, right? But there, people go to the hospital. They're not giving them anything. Why?
And what is the absolute obsession with going after the kids with the shot?
Right, right. Obsession.
Why do we have the obsession of putting a mask on these kids? Why do we have them walking around with shields?
Yeah,
What is the absolute obsession? And I don't mean like it was brought up in terms of, well, we should look into it, right? Because, you know, they could have X, Y, and Z number of issues if they don't do it. It is an absolute all-out. You know, it's their game plan, right?
Get
those kids that shot. And I say, right. Well, yeah, but the kids don't really, they're not really going to die even if they get it. They're going to recover. They're going to be fine. No. We got to give them this shot.
Yeah, well, what I hear from people is, well, you don't know what the lifelong impacts are of having COVID. You could get COVID lung. Well, but I don't know what the lifelong impacts are of this vaccine.
No, but it's, you know what I mean? It's safe and effective. Facebook told me so.
Right. Well, I've got a bunch of clips here on that. Let's go to... what's the first I want to find?
It's been out for 6 months. That's as long as you need, apparently.
Right, yeah. Well, I'll get this one. We'll go to this one first. This is Joe Biden and the whole gang in their own words. I mean, this is them right here, right? This is about a year ago now. I mean, almost exactly a year ago. This is when Trump, of course, was the one that was pushing it.
The vaccine that is approved and even distributed before the election. Would you get it?
Well, I think that's going to be an issue for all of us.
If and when the vaccine comes, and it's not likely to go through all the tests that needs to be and the trials that are needed to be done. When we finally do, God willing, get a vaccine, who's going to take the shot? Who's going to take the shot? You can be the first one to say, put me, sign me up. They now say it's okay.
And the question of whether it's real when it's there, that requires enormous transparency. You got to make all of it available to other experts across the nation so they can look and see.
Let me stop that just for a second. So who did they? Did they do that? Joe Biden's out there a year ago saying, well, who's going to take the shot? We've got to make this transparent. We've got to make sure all these people are out there. People need to be able to see the research that went into it. And how quickly that flipped to, we're going to shout down anybody who disagrees medically.
And the hyena Harris there at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
She said, well, Trump did it, so I'm not going to have any part of that.
Exactly.
Right? And it's funny how, but she just holds her finger up in whatever that's blown. She doesn't have any morals or values to begin with.
Definitely not.
But whatever way that's going to go. So Biden comes in and says, well, who's going to take it?
Right.
But then he comes out and says, well, you have to take it.
Right, exactly.
And I'm like, wait a minute.
Quite the switch.
Yeah, that's weird.
Quite the switch. Let me finish the clip.
Completely transparent that other experts in the country could look at it. Only if we knew all of what went into it. If Donald Trump can't give answers and the administration can't give answers to these three questions, the American people should not have confidence.
But if Donald Trump tells us we should take it, I'm not taking it.
Right. Now, who politicized the vaccine, huh? They blame Republicans. Like, oh, it's Republicans have not been pushing the vaccine. They're just finally getting on board, which is totally untrue, right? The Republicans have just been like the Democrats, the same as, everyone believes that they should get the vaccine, at least in the political class, we'll say. Not everybody, but the political class, certainly.
And the last thing I need is the Biden administration lecturing people about transparency.
But, yeah, exactly, really, right? But the thing is, like, where's the media? We have these clips. It's look at you. You're look at you right here. You're the media. You did that interview, remember? Remember? Why don't you bring Biden back and say, hey, Biden, a year ago, I asked you if you'd take the vaccine. Now, Harris, you said you wouldn't take it if Donald Trump was pushing it. Now suddenly you're the biggest proponent of it? And by the way, didn't you get the vaccine recently and then also get the COVID but then have to go to Walter Reed Hospital?
But
if that was Trump, they'd have been camping. They were actually. When it was Trump, they literally, CNN, camped out in the lobby of the hospital. They were outside surrounding Walter Reed Hospital. Kamala Harris goes in. Nobody shows up. Not even a one CNN reporter stops by.
But what's weird is think about what happened in between and that clip. What happened in between point A with Kamala Harris, right? Mm-hmm. Saying, well, if Trump's doing it, I'm not going to do it. Well, who was she on the stage with? She was on the stage with Mike Pence. That was the vice presidential debate.
That's right.
So what happened between that point and then where they are today? Well, they stole it. They got elected.
Right.
Well, we'll call it elected. That's another show.
Yeah.
But what happened in between that point? So she had to change her stance, right? Because of saying, well, I'm not doing it. Oh, shoot. We're elected. I didn't think we were going to make it this far.
Right.
Well, now
we have
to push it.
Right.
Now we got to do it. Right. So, but then, it's going to be one of those things like Barack Obama, right? He's evolved. They evolve on it. The more they evolve.
Yeah, it's like Hillary Clinton on gay marriage, right? Oh, I've evolved, and now I believe in gay marriage.
Yeah.
All of these Democrats and most of the Republicans, to be honest with you, I would say half the Republicans and most of the Democrats are nothing more than political, bureaucratic, useless, skin bags. I'll say it that way. I mean, they're just, from Paul Ryan to John Boehner to Mitch McConnell, right on down the line, you just have these. Exactly. Which way is the wind blowing? Well, what's the consensus? That's not leadership.
Well, here's the thing. If you're going to have a stance, even if I don't agree with you, if you've had that stance for the last 20 years and that's your stance and you're not wavering from it because that's you're dug in and that's your moral compass and that's what it is, I respect that more than saying, polling numbers are in.
Right.
Shift change.
Right. And then it's... Look, if you change your stance because of new information, you change your stance because things in the world have changed, it's okay to change a stance, right? It's okay. Look, I'll give you an example where I changed my stance, right? In 2001, I was a big supporter of the Patriot Act. I believed our politicians. I believed President Bush. I believed the government, NSA and FBI when they said that they would actually be honest and they would not use this to spy on Americans. And yet they did. Right out of the gate in 2001, because I was young and stupid, to be honest with you. I was 20-something years old back then, right? Like 29 years old back then, right?
Right.
So 29 years old, not with life experience that I have now 20 years later, right? I didn't know. I looked back and I didn't realize when I saw things like Ruby Ridge and Waco, Texas, I didn't get it. I thought, well, you know, yeah, I guess they had to go in there because, you know, that Branch Davidian guy, he was pretty evil. And that, you know, that guy up in the mountains, you know, I didn't really know much about Ruby Ridge. That was, they covered that up pretty well as far as, you know, what right. happened there. But, you know, years later now you realize, I look back, I think to myself, you idiot. Why in the world? I should have been fighting against the Patriot Act. Now I'm so my position on the security apparatus in this country has clearly evolved. Why? Because I was naive when I was younger, and now they have abused the hell out of it, right? Not only did they spy on a presidential candidate, they continue to spy on him throughout his entire presidency. Think about that for a second, folks. What do we have, the KGB now? Our security apparatus, the FBI, the NSA, continued to spy and intercept emails and communications, which are supposed to be completely privileged. The communications from a president to any of his staff are supposed to be absolutely secret and privileged information, not to be spied on by the NSA, but yet they did, right? They spied on, who's the guy, Steve Bannon. They spied on Dr. Gorka, right? They were hoping to find something in those emails nefarious enough that they could leak that to the public.
And how about that's what how they were doing that? They were offboarding those things
right.
out of the country,
amazing.
Right? They were routing that out.
Right.
And then saying, well, it's not in the United States.
Right.
So they are routing their own communications out and
that's
then
right.
capturing them out there. But that's the ultimate example, too. You talk about the Patriot Act. A lot of people fell for that. Because it was the perfect example of don't ever let a crisis go to waste. That was both sides, mm-hmm. right? Democrat and Republican. Because I didn't hear any Democrats say, let's not do the Patriot Act.
Right.
I offhand don't remember that.
No, I don't either.
Now, but if you look into that, right, that was the, if we do this, we're gonna do the 30,000-foot overview, right? We're going to tell people this is what it's going to be. And you don't want terrorists, Glenn. You don't want terrorists being able to do this stuff.
Right.
Next thing you know, terrorists right. was halfway down the list of who they were looking at.
Right. And you look back at the FBI now and you realize that almost every single one of those terrorist plots that they thwarted would have never been a plot had they not come up with the plot, supplied the weapons, supplied the target, helped out with the planning. I mean, almost,
gave manpower?
In almost every case, if you look back at the last 20 years of the FBI, in almost every single case where they have thwarted or foiled a terrorist attack, they were the ones that planned the attack.
They've got somebody
in most cases, if not all cases, there would not have been a plan for an attack had they not planned it. Think about that. And now you talk about the FBI and the Michigan, right? 12 informants? 12? I mean, seriously? So 12 informants, one of which was rose to the second in command of the group. So let me just get this straight. You have a dozen FBI. They all get together, right? They plan this and orchestrate this idea to go after and kidnap Governor Whitmer. They find six hapless idiots to go along with the plan. They plan it all out. They get out the whole target. They supply everything. One guy even bought hotel rooms for everybody to stay.
Right.
One guy in the second in command is planning the whole thing, right? And then they charge the six. Even worse, though, one of these folks, by the way, it's unbelievable. The guy who was was credited with really thwarting the whole thing, right? Ended up getting arrested last week after coming home from a swingers party with his wife and smashing her head into the wall and choking her, right?
Yeah, causing.
So he's
bit
now
of
in jail on violent assault charges. Good people the FBI is looking for. Obama hired that guy back in 2011. No background check on these guys? I mean, what do you need to get into the FBI now? A pulse and a criminal record? I mean, what do you need? What exactly do you need?
And
do you need a hate America attitude? What is exactly the FBI standards now, if any, that they're looking for in this today's day and age?
And not to mention, they're going into a lot of these things, right? The FBI is basically taking advantage of some of the people that don't even have room temperature IQs, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're going in
exactly.
there. They're
exactly.
taking advantage of those people and saying, you know what we should do?
Yep.
Or you know what our country
yeah.
needs?
Right.
Next thing you know, they're saying, we got them.
We got them.
And I'm like, what
exactly.
do you mean?
Yep.
We got who?
Yeah, in so many cases they did that. In so many cases.
But where's the overview? Where's the overview, right? Where's the people that are going to hold them accountable, right?
Yeah.
Anytime that there's any sort of investigation launched in any sort of special investigation or anything like that, it's always against a Republican, first off.
Yes.
Secondly, it's never against an organization. Like Christopher Wray, I don't know what he's doing there. Probably making a gazillion dollars, but what is he doing?
Well, Christopher Wray should be fired as well. I mean,
he should have
the
been
whole
fired
FBI, the whole FBI from top to bottom is 100% corrupt.
And I think when
I used to say it was the top, but when you see rank and file folks like the ones in Michigan, like take this guy, right? He beat up his wife after leaving a swingers party. Sounds like good folks. Listen, I know a lot of people, and maybe I'm not in the right circles. I don't know. I don't know any swingers. I don't know. None of my friends, as far as I know, go to swingers party and swingers parties and beat up their wives
and
afterwards.
Then come home and turn into Fight Club.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Do you? Right? Kelsey, do you know anybody? I mean, right? You've got a lot of young friends. I mean, people go to swingers parties. Is that a thing now? I don't, right? No?
Kelsey,
right?
Hanging out in the wrong groups?
Right? Of course not.
Okay.
Who are the FBI hiring? I mean, think about that, folks. What kind of that's a rank and file guy. So when you say, well, not the rank and file. Oh, yes, it is. It's the rank and file now. It's rank all the way through, no doubt. No doubt.
Well, it was rotten to the core when you saw what came out with Lisa Page and mm-hmm. Peter Stroke and all those people. And they were emboldened to do that things. They didn't go out there and a lot of people said, whoa, that's just a rogue person.
No, yeah, it's not. Right.
Because then it went all the way up the line and you could see where they were
just
getting
just a rogue
from
person.
Jim Comey all the way down. It was just rotten from the core.
Yep.
And the only thing that they were sorry about is that they got caught.
Well, that's right.
That was it.
That's exactly
They have no remorse for what they did. It was just a matter of how dare you find out.
That's exactly right. How dare you find
how
out.
How dare
it's
you.
It's unreal. How about this from the Justice Department? Biden drops DOJ charges against China military members accused of lying to get jobs at U.S. universities. Oh, just before their trial was supposed to start, just before the DOJ. But meanwhile, they still have patriots locked up in prison, which is disgusting, by the way. And I tell you what, we need it. I'm going to say this right now. We need another march on Washington. We need another rally in Washington where we don't get, you know, infiltrated by the FBI. Because I'm going to show you a video in a second where the FBI has been clearly now implicated is along with Antifa, along with BLM, right? In every single case, you got the John Williams guy, whatever his name is. Who's that guy? The guy from Utah who was in like every – he's always there. He was there when Ashley Babbitt was shot. He was there when they broke down the gate.
That's right. He always turns up.
He always seems to turn
up. Which is weird.
And then CNN paid him like $75,000. In fact, there's a video of him in the Capitol saying with the CNN reporter, and she's going to go with the selfie saying, we did it. I can't believe we did it. Has she been arrested?
Absolutely not.
No, of course not.
Well, which team is she on, Glenn?
Right, of course not. No. But we need another rally in Washington to free the folks that are sitting in prison. They're not a flight risk, right? They're not I'm going to assault the Capitol risk. I mean, give them a break. These people should be free pending their trial, and then they should be given a fair trial. The fact that they're sitting in solitary confinement 23 hours a day is a sick. A travesty of justice is what it is.
Well, we always say about due process, right?
I'm getting to a point, honestly, Ryan, where anybody who – my wife is starting to roll her eyes back. Like, I can't believe everything's political with you, but it is. I'm sorry. If you support this stuff, I want nothing to do with you anymore. I got to be honest. I don't care if it's my friend's parents. I don't care if it's friends that I used to have. If you're going to support putting patriots and have them sitting in a jail cell, persecuted, in solitary confinement, awaiting their trial for 23 hours a day, if you support that, if you don't rail against that, if you're okay with saying, it's okay because it was an insurrection, I don't even want to talk to you. I really don't. And if God forbid you have an account here, please move it. Take it somewhere else. We don't want it. I don't want to support people like that. I really don't. Look, I'm okay with justice. And if somebody went in and destroyed Nancy Pelosi's office, okay, fine. Bring them up on charges. Give that individual a fair trial. Give them the opportunity to defend themselves. These people have had no due process, and they've been sitting in a prison cell for over 6 months now. It's disgusting.
So no,
while Antifa and BLM walk free, by the way. And they know who those people are.
And not to mention, we have Biden that's shutting down prisons elsewhere and letting terrorists out. Right? That's part of the switch, right? So we have American citizens with no due process, and then we have international terrorists being let out.
Right.
So where is the – now, the one thing that I would say, right, is everybody makes bad decisions, but why is it Biden every time?
Yep.
Why is he batting like 100%?
Yeah, every single
like
time.
Swing and be 98% wrong. Why do we have to be 100% wrong? Because I think when we look back in this side of history, right, so I have a daughter. We're going to look back, and I don't want her to be my age, right? We look back and say, okay, let's say 30 years from now. I don't want her to look back and go, what were you guys doing?
Right.
What were you thinking? How did this bumbling suit get to that position? Mm-hmm. And then when he was there, why did you let him make decisions?
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't think he is.
I wouldn't let that guy choose my lunch.
Yeah, well, he was absolutely installed, right? I mean, you have a president who was installed, just like Vladimir Putin was, installed by our intelligence community. That basically is what you got, right? Look at the thing with Hillary Clinton, right? Oh, we have her laptop. Comey goes through the whole thing And I think at the end of that press conference, he's going to say, and we have no choice but to bring charges. And at the end of that thing, he goes, but no sane prosecutor would bring charges. She deleted emails. She conspired with the Russian dossier. He went down a list of crimes that Hillary Clinton committed.
And then no reasonable prosecutor. I could probably start going through the white pages right. or the yellow pages. And I could probably find five in Buffalo. That would be like, wait a minute. You want to run those by me one more time?
I have no legal background whatsoever. I am pretty sure I could have successfully prosecuted that case, and Hillary Clinton would be sitting in a jail cell right now. It's open and shut. She admitted to deleting 33,000 emails. She admitted to wiping her server clean. She admitted to keeping a server offline that was not archived like it was supposed to. If we do that in our industry, by the way, if we have a separate email account that we use for business that's not archived, we lose our license, right? We're going to be fined out of the business is what will happen.
Well, talk about evidence tampering, witness tampering. I mean, half the people that had information on her just found out that they shot themselves six times in the back of the head with a long rifle, which is interesting.
Well, how about the reporter who actually caught Bill Clinton meeting with Loretta Lynch? Talk about a travesty of justice.
They're just catching up, Glenn.
Just talking about golf and grandkids. Because, you know, who doesn't run across the tarmac and stop somebody's plane from taking off so they can just talk about, catch up a bit and talk about, golf and
28 of the 30,000 emails that Hillary had were her daughter's wedding and then yoga.
Yeah, exactly.
And things that make you go, it's just... No one's going to believe that you have 28,000 emails about your daughter's wedding and yoga.
Right. Well, he committed suicide. Successful career, young family.
Great family, man.
A couple young kids.
No history of any sort of depression or any sort of mental illness.
Nope.
Nothing that would lead you to that. Happy guy. The only detriment that he had was that he was looking into the wrong people.
That's right. And they suicided him, too. It's amazing.
He got Epstein'd.
He got Epstein, absolutely. Let's move on to talk about the FBI. I want to talk about this. I want to play this clip here. This is Walensky. This lady is a psychopath, by the way. Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Whoever gave her, look at her eyes. Look at her. She's nuts. Look at this. But make sure on YouTube we have this up on the screen here if we could, because this lady, look at her. She's a lunatic, this woman.
That's Mrs. Impending Doom right there.
Right, Impending Doom. We went from Impending Doom to everything's going to be fine. This is back in March, okay? So granted it's back a little bit. But this is how – now we're supposed to believe that the Biden administration and these wizards of smart in places like the CDC are the end-all, be-all of proper information, and anything that goes against them is misinformation. This is Rochelle Walensky. I'm not even going to call her doctor. She doesn't deserve that title. On MSNBC, just back at the end of March.
Our data from the CDC today suggests, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick, and that it's not just in the clinical trials, but it's also in real-world data.
Sure it is. Now, do you want to come on and correct that, doctor? Because clearly, all kinds of people that have had the vaccine are getting the new Indian variant, right? Delta variant, whatever you want to call it, right?
Got some explaining to do.
Right? That was just a month ago, and now all of a sudden we have all these people, including Kamala Harris, that do we know that she's got it? We don't know. Did she get it? She went to Walter Reed for something. She met with the staffers from Texas who flew on a private jet, by the way. Couldn't fly commercial. Maskless. Right, of course.
No, in their jet super spreader event.
In their jet super spreader event. Six of them or something like that all end up getting COVID, right?
But so brave. Fleeing their duty.
Alan West is running to unseat Governor Abbott in Texas. And we are absolutely supporting Lieutenant Colonel West, 100%. Because I'm so sick and tired. First of all, the Texas governor was way too late on loosening restrictions and opening up and
then he wanted the praise. Look what we did for you.
Look what we did, and then he masked.
I go, you were 12 months too late.
Right. But the thing that just drives me nuts about these folks is we're going to arrest those Democrats when they get back to Texas. Did he?
Not a chance.
No, he didn't. They got back to Texas. Nope, no arrest.
So they said they were going to have law enforcement waiting for them when they returned.
Yeah, I guess he forgot. Did they sneak in the back in the middle of the night? What happened?
Maybe they were scared of the now coronavirus that they all came back with.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe that's why they couldn't pick them up that way. I mean, what a joke. I mean, seriously, it's just unbelievable to me. So you're gonna say you're going to do something, but then you're not going to do it. Then just don't say it.
You immediately
don't pump your chest. Don't say it. Exactly.
You lose all credibility because I think what people were expecting, too, I think the constituents of those areas were saying, you know what? You're right. When they get back, game over.
Right.
And then when they come back and you go, well, you know.
Right. Here's Jen Psaki, by the way. People are dying to know, how many people – in the hospital right now that have COVID have had the vaccination versus people that haven't? Because the narrative from the administration is, well, it's 99% of the people in the hospital are unvaxxed. 99% of the people getting COVID have not been vaccinated. Except in Britain, 40% of the hospitalizations have been people that have been vaccinated, and 60% have been unvaccinated. So they asked a question at the White House this week. Here's her answer. This is priceless.
And, you know, we are in a different place in terms of the impact of individuals who may have, as you said, breakthrough cases.
So why not just provide the number? Are you trying to hide something?
No, but what is the? Why do you need to have that information?
You're a reporter.
Why do you need to have that information?
How dare you?
What are you trying to hide? I mean, why hide that? Well, why do you need to have that information? Because the American people want to know. That's why. Because the American people are asking what because we know you're lying. The American people know you're lying to them. That's why.
How about when
why do you have to have that information?
Well, when she's asked about the vaccination record of the White House staff.
Right.
And she turns into a little Joe Biden for a second unglued. How dare you?
Right.
Ask about our vaccination. Remember, you're the little people, right? You're not allowed to ask about our vaccination record.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, it's amazing.
You know, it's constantly calling the kettle black, right? And there's kind of a common theme here, right, across the board. And it is the how dare you? How dare you ask about the Chinese military, basically informants coming in here and then lying? How dare you ask for that? The CDC versus Dr. Fauci, they're direct they're direct in conflict of each other. How dare you bring that up? You have Jen Psaki asking her about the same things, right? Yeah. Well, what's going on inside the White House? No. You're not allowed to do that.
Well, suddenly reporters on both sides of the aisle are starting to kind of like, wait a minute.
It's not just Peter Ducey anymore.
It's not just Peter Ducey. Yeah, it's other reporters like, wait a minute, why won't you give us those numbers? Like, but they won't follow up on it. They won't follow up at all. This is fantastic. I think, you know, for those people that said, well, I'm just going to go ahead and get vaccinated because, you know, I just want to go back to normal. I don't want to wear a mask anymore. Well, guess what Dr. Fauci is talking about? He was all proud of himself when somebody asked him the question recently. I'll try to find the video here. You know, well, do you think people are going to have to do you think we should go back to wearing masks? The CDC is considering having vaccinated people go back to wearing masks. Do you think that's a good idea? I'm part of the conversation. I will say that right now. They are consulting with me, the oh great one, to make that final decision.
The anointed doctor.
The anointed doctor, as far as, you know, doing this or not. It will be up to me alone, me with other people, and mainly me, because I'm the brilliant guy that's out there. It's unbelievable. Let me see if I can find that clip.
And I think... I want to say Rand Paul's will start to own him rent soon, right? For living just absolutely in his head nonstop.
Yeah.
Rand Paul has just been destroying Dr. Fauci.
I don't know if I can find that.
The difference, too, right, is if you look at the Dr. Fauci timeline, it went from there's no benefit of wearing multiple masks to it's only common sense.
It was no benefit to wearing masks, to wear two masks, to everyone's got to wear a mask,
right,
to just get vaccinated so we don't have to wear masks, to now we're considering having you wear a mask if you're vaccinated. Are you getting it yet, folks? I mean, seriously? I mean, I think everyone listening to this podcast gets it, but I have to ask the people that are still like, la, 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 like, oh, I know exactly who's on The Bachelor on Monday night, right? But I don't know what's going on. I don't know that China just threatened to nuke Japan if they interfere with when they take over Taiwan. I don't realize that, you know, we're decommissioning more ships than we're building in our Navy, and yet they're building like 135 ships a year in their Navy or something like that.
Well, China is expanding, literally making islands in the middle of the sea and then putting military personnel there.
Right.
No, nothing to see here.
Yep.
No, nothing.
Here's the clip. This is really quite amazing. This is for all those folks that said, you know what? I don't want to get the vaccine, but I'm just going to get the vaccine so we can get back to normal. And then those same vaccine people have become the vaccine Nazis. You know what I mean? It's like, well, do you have the vaccine? Well, why not? I'm not coming into your house if you don't have the vaccine. Meanwhile, people that have the vaccine, and I'm not anti-vax, so don't get me wrong. I don't care if you get the vax, if you don't get the vax. Everyone should make their own personal decision based on the risk factors. I've said that from day one. If you're obese, if you have, you know, a comorbidity, a type of condition, diabetes or whatever, and the vaccine is going to protect you from some of these comorbidities, you know, you may say to yourself, well, the risk outweighs the reward outweighs the risk in that case. I have other risk factors that may make me at a higher risk level that may make COVID more deadly. And maybe the vaccine is probably going to be right for you, right? If you're older, if you're over 65 years old, the risk of getting COVID is probably greater than the vaccine, right? So you as an individual should make your own decision to weigh those risk factors. But if you are 25 years old, you might decide, or if you're a football player like Beasley, you might decide that, you know what, the risk factor of the vaccine is higher than that of actually getting COVID. And so you make an informed, intelligent decision, right?
Well, in the higher profile, people are starting to come out where the NFL, like I said earlier, had walked themselves into a big problem.
Now, well, now the Viking assistant coach.
Now you have coaches of teams. It's not just a, well, they'll go along with it. Because think about it from your perspective, right? You're a what they've basically come in to do, though, is they've put the owners in a corner and said, if a game is canceled because of your unvaccinated players,
right,
and that game is not able to be rescheduled, the owner is now responsible for the business revenue lost during that game.
How
which
can
could
they
do be that? $10 million, $20 million. That's what they're
That's
doing.
That's outrageous.
So they're saying, we're not going to make you get the vaccine.
What happens
just
when
so
a,
you know.
What happens when a vaccinated person gets COVID and they have to cancel the game?
Well, they're going to blame it on somebody else.
Is that it?
But yeah, of course. Okay. Well, why would you? So the thing is, and I'm not anti-vax. I am completely anti-vax mandate.
Yeah, I agree.
So if you're going to go and say, like, the vaccine passport, you're going to say you have to have this, right, just immediately human nature, probably by Americans in general, we're going right to say, wait, we're not right very good at being told what to do.
Right.
Okay.
It's our DNA, right?
Right. It's, yeah, we're not programmed right like that. Like,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Paul Revere and beyond, right?
Right.
We're not,
yep, exactly,
we're not very good
that's
at
right
that, right?
Exactly.
So,
right.
Basically, yep, what happens is, so I am not anti-vax. I am very anti-vax mandate. And that's where a lot of these things are coming from. I mean, you're seeing things globally where people are pushing back on this now.
Well, the thing is, what the naysayers would say is, well, we had mandatory vaccination for the mumps and for polio and things like that before you can go to school. Yeah, again, these things were all deadly, right? These things were crippling diseases. In most cases, you know, some cases, deadly diseases, right?
And I mean, I think it's an apples and orange thing, too. I mean,
absolutely,
we have,
it's an apple. They don't mandate a chickenpox vaccine before you can go to school, do they? I don't think so.
Now,
diphtheria, okay. I get it. Smallpox? Yeah, okay, smallpox is a killer. It's a huge difference between smallpox and something that has a less mortality rate than the flu. Huge difference.
Now, we talk huge about things, too, that maybe we're not so big on. I wouldn't always blame Democrats for, you know, I shouldn't blame Democrats for all the things that we don't agree with, because that was something all the way back, I believe it was the Reagan administration, when he took away the liability on all of these,
yep,
vaccine manufacturers,
yep, yep,
to be sued in case of all these things. And then all of a sudden the vaccine schedule went bonkers.
It did.
And that's where I think a lot of people say, okay, well, I'm not anti-vax, but when you went from getting 7 to 13,
right,
to by the time you're 18, you have 86 shots.
Right.
And the only thing that changed was that legislation.
Yep.
That immediately is going to make people skeptical. Even if you say, I think vaccines are safe and effective.
Right.
I just don't know why all of a sudden you changed that piece of legislation and it went,
yep,
wild.
We played that doctor's clip a couple weeks ago, and I'll see if I can find it again. We'll play it here, where the doctors is on the show, the doctors, right? And the guy says, listen, you don't know. You're up there saying that you have unequivocal evidence that vaccines are not the cause of things like autism when you haven't studied any of this stuff.
And then the other doctor has a breakdown.
He has a complete meltdown. He goes, you have only studied one vaccine and you've only studied two ingredients. That's not a thorough study, right?
Right?
And he talks about, you know, we had 8 vaccination requirements and we're at like 30 now or something like that, right? So it's gone up substantially.
Right. It's doubled,
and at the same time, our rates of autism and other types of issues have gone up substantially. So there absolutely could be a correlation. I'm not saying there is, but I'm saying it deserves to be studied, and that's what that doctor was saying. But again, when you start to talk about that, he got shouted down by the other guy.
Well, oh, and he gave the
how
numbers
dare you attack me at my own show? He had a complete meltdown.
Right, and he was saying, and they're saying, well, you're looking at it on a different scale. And he goes, no, I'm not. I was doing one out of every 1,000.
Right, right.
So, scale. So you can't say, well, the U.S. has so many more people, blah, blah, blah. And you're saying, no, I did 1 out of every 1,000 to try to make it within
right
the same range and things like that.
Right.
No, you're not allowed to do that. How dare you come on my show
right, exactly,
and do that?
Right.
But now you look at
he's talking out of his ass, that's why.
But now you look at Fauci, and he had the little Fauci Freudian slip of saying the prototype.
Oh, yeah, I got that clip, too. Let me play this clip first, because this will drive people nuts.
I think people are going to be really interested to hear his
oh, I definitely have that clip. Absolutely.
Hear his verbiage. Because I think sometimes you say the quiet part out loud.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Actually, let me play that first, and I'll come back and play this one, because I know I have that handy here. The prototype. He's unbelievable. It's really That was absolutely a Freudian slip. There's no.
But when he comes back, right. I think the thing is, it's all about the science. And then you're like, what science?
Right. Which science? Can you refer me to the study?
This science is changing.
The science is settled, like on climate change. The science is settled. That's what they like to say. Science is settled. No more debate. Science is settled. Uh-huh. Sure it is.
The science is changing faster than Biden's vote count at 2:30 a.m.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
And that's settled. Yeah. I don't want to hear it.
Carol, to what extent do you expect increases of hospitalizations and deaths to follow the rise in cases that we're seeing with the Delta variant right now?
Anointed one.
Well, for the unvaccinated, there's no doubt you're going to see that. I mean, there's no doubt. This is a virus that has now shown us that it has a very strong capability of more efficiently spreading from person to person than the previous prototype viruses that we've experienced.
Prototype, eh?
That's weird. It's almost like it was engineered and you had a beginning prototype.
Prototype. Okay. I mean, look, there's no question at this point. It absolutely came from the lab. The fact that there's still some of the media is like, well, we don't know for sure. It seems like things are pointing that way, but we're not quite. No, we're sure. We're sure. Because guess what? You have not found a single person that said that they bought and ate a bat from the Wuhan market.
They
right?
couldn't find one.
Not a single person that said, yes, they sell bats here, and yes, I had bat soup. Not anybody, right? Tucker Carlson said, Fox, nobody, right? And yet it seems as if, you know, a couple people from the virology lab in Wuhan, a mile or a stone's throw, not even a mile from the wet market, got sick way back in the fall with the exact same symptoms of COVID. And then a doctor came out to warn the world, and he was disappeared pretty quick, right?
And when John Stewart comes out, who is no right-wing conspiracy theorist, and he comes out and he basically laid down the facts, and he did it in an amusing way, right?
Yeah.
But he laid out the facts of they're making it here, which says that they were studying it here,
right?
And then it was all around here, and it originated from here,
right?
And everybody's like, and then you have Conan O'Brien running defense, right? Going, well, we don't know,
for sure,
yeah. So they collected all the Wuhan market menus, and no bat soup to be found.
Yeah, what a joke! Oop, geez, oh, boy, down we go. Okay, save the coffee there. You missed that, Kels. Good thing. Nothing to see here.
That's not by the sound.
Have the video
right?
later.
Yeah.
This is Dr. Fauci one-on-one with some other clown on CNN.
We only have a little time left. Jake, I want to ask you, sources are telling CNN the top health officials are weighing whether to revise mask guidelines for vaccinated Americans. Are you part
Suckers.
Of those conversations? And if so, what are you advising? Do you think
what is
masks
he advising?
Should be right. brought back for vaccinated Americans?
You know, Jake, this is under active consideration. If you're asking, am I part of the discussion? Yes, I am.
I'm very important.
Part of the discussion. But I think what you are seeing, even though as of our conversation at this moment, the CDC still says and recommends that if you are vaccinated fully, that you do not need to wear a mask indoors.
However,
if you look at what's going on locally in the trenches in places like L.A. County, the local officials have the discretion, and the CDC agrees with that ability and discretion capability to say, you know, you're in a situation where we're having a lot of dynamics of infection, so even if you are vaccinated, you should wear a mask. That's a local decision that's not incompatible with the CDC's overall recommendations that give...
Coming to a liberal town and state near you soon. Thank God we have an office in Florida where I can go hide out for the next 12 months. Because honest to God, you're going to have New York, California, L.A., blah, 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 all these liberal places that are going to go right back to fully masked everybody. And I'm telling you what, those that got the vaccination that said, oh, I just want to get back to normal. You know what? I'll take my chances. I don't want to wear these masks anymore. I just want to get back to normal. Suckers. I mean, honest to God, if you got the vaccination again because you believe in the vaccination and you believe you have, comorbidities, that's cool, man. I'm totally cool with that. I'm not judging anybody whether they get the vaccination or not the vaccination. Again, I'm not anti-vax. I told a story a while ago. I got the vaccination for hepatitis. you know, because we had an outbreak in Florida. I live mainly in Florida. I'm in Florida, you know, for the majority of the time, really. And there was a whole bunch of hepatitis outbreaks in restaurants. And my wife and I go out to eat a lot, right? We go out to eat probably once, maybe twice a week sometimes. And so we talked to the doctor, our family doctor, and the doctor said, look, I think it's something you guys might want to consider because you are at risk because of your activities and what you do and going out to dinner. And because of the proximity to where you're having an outbreak, it seems to make sense that you probably should get the vaccination. And so my wife and I both did because it was a risk. Now, I have a friend of mine who never goes out to dinner. He's an awesome cook, right? He cooks on this giant green egg like every night. He's a fantastic cook. He makes amazing food. And he and his wife never go out to eat. So I don't think he got the vaccination. Why would he? He doesn't need the hepatitis vaccination. He doesn't go to those risk type of things, right? It's just like the FBI. You know, they might want to get the vaccination, for gonorrhea, considering they're always at swingers parties. And I'm just kidding. But in all seriousness, you have to assess your own risk, right? You assess the risk that you have, the risk that you don't. But for those, there's a lot of people out there that, despite whatever risk factors or lack thereof, they decided that they were going to go get the vaccination because they wanted to get back to normal. They didn't want to wear the mask anymore. They wanted to go back to... And now you got the CDC coming out saying, and Dr. Fauci saying, no, I think we should have the vaccine. And people getting the virus with the vaccination. Now, of course, now they pivot again. They move the goalposts constantly and say, well, they don't get it as bad. Well, that might be true.
Well,
maybe they don't get it as bad. That's fine. But they also wouldn't get it as bad if you just treated them with things like, I don't know, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and the other treatments that have been, utilized and
well,
have worked
the
last 15, 16
months. Off of YouTube. Thank you very much.
Yeah, there you go. Right. Exactly. But, yeah. Right there.
So
exactly.
The difference, too, is the crossroads that Dr. Fauci's in is he's going to have to make a determination at some point, right? Either because if you're going this route, you're either saying the vaccines don't work, which is immediately going to obliterate the entire Biden, what they're trying to do, right? Which, in all fairness, I think – when they look at the, effectiveness of the vaccine, Biden's still going to take credit for that, right?
Of course.
So he either has to say vaccines don't work, which he's not going to do, or admit that he's a moron, and that's not going to happen either.
No, neither.
But what they're going to have to do is they have overstayed the welcome on this way too long. Because the problem that they're having is they have to try to ride this because the January 6th is fizzling out. When they had that partisan committee and then McCarthy took the Republicans off there, Pelosi comes out and appoints, Liz Cheney, who might as well be Mitt Romney.
That's just a cover-up thing is all that is. They're going to come out and go, yep, it was all MAGA people.
Well, that's going to be the Cuomo investigation into himself. We looked into it. Everything's
fine. What was that called? The Moreland Commission.
Yeah.
The Moreland Commission. So I'm gonna appoint this commission to investigate corruption in New York State. They get close to him. Oh, canceled. Done.
I know.
He shut it down. As soon as they got to the inner circle, it was like watching those of you that hunt. I'm a big hunter. It's like watching a dog, like a pointer, circle down on a pheasant.
Right.
It was like the Moreland Commission circling down on Governor Cuomo. And as soon as they got close to flushing the bird, it was, we're done here.
They opened that door and it smelled like bleach. And then the whole thing.
No, we're done. Yeah, let's see here.
But think about it. They have to make this, right? They have to make this last. It's either January 6th. It's either, the Republicans are the problem. That's why they don't have the vaccinations, blah, blah, blah. They have to try to get this all the way to 2022. And the problem is they're running out of steam. Because if they say, well, the midterms are always, a fallback of, it's basically a referendum on what the president is, right? And that's why they say, well, Trump lost in this number. So if you're going to go off the referendum, right, we're going to go backwards into the Biden. We're going to start judging his. 2022 is going to be, in terms of the House and Senate, a massacre.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a huge problem for
the Democrats. Well, it's going to be a massacre either way, as long as they don't cheat. If they cheat, then they have a chance of holding, and they need COVID to go through all of next year.
Right.
That's their only chance, is to stuff the ballots, to block these integrity election laws, and to stuff the ballot box again. Because otherwise, they're going to lose the Senate, and they're going to lose the House in a landslide. Remember, Obama came in 2008. And those 2 years, they rammed through Dodd-Frank, and more importantly, they rammed through Obamacare against the will of the people. Remember Nancy Pelosi? We have to pass the bill to find out what's in it.
There wasn't enough spit and teeth in there, but
exactly.
Because you can't, all that money, and you can't.
I can only do so much, Ryan. Yeah. Come on.
No, but there's the thing is, if somebody says, "Well, in order to read it, we have to pass it," probably should hold off.
That's right. So they ram it through against the will of the people, right? And what happened in 2010? They lost more seats in both legislatures across the country and in Washington, in the House and the Senate, than any time since like the 1930s.
And my concern is going to be coming up here that you're going to have these counties that have 25,000 people in it, and you're going to have 32,000 votes.
Well, that's what you had. They're finding out now. I mean, you look at all these election things, right? They're looking at Arizona, Georgia. They're finding places that had, you know, 125. Think about the election, though, this time around. You had like 131 million people that voted, a record number during Obama, right? And you're going to tell me now you had 150 million for Biden? Seriously? I mean, you no way. There's just no way.
Well, he went from 81 million, can't fill a high school.
A gymnasium, yeah.
They can't
do it.
They can't fill that. So they actually just had, with Don Lemon or whatever his name is, they actually just had that. And they panned out from the back of the room.
Nobody there.
And I had more people at my graduation party than I had at.
We had far more people here at our client appreciation event by a magnitude of 20 to 1.
I was
going to
say by 1,000.
By 1,000, yeah. Yeah.
And it's literally one of those things where it's like no one – I think it's getting to the point they're starting to decertify these things, right? Because it's not believable.
Right.
There's no way in the world you could say this guy up here, right? Even if you say, well, they didn't vote for Trump. They voted they didn't vote for Biden. They voted against Trump. There's no way that Trump is not even president anymore, and he does some impromptu rally, and they have lines that are stretching interstate.
Yep. Yep.
But Biden's like, listen, we need to get 250 people in here.
Right.
And Don Lemon's like, well, I got cardboard cutouts.
Right, can't do it. I can get 50.
Yeah.
I got 50 friends.
We're going to take the old the cardboard cutouts that we had at all these baseball games, and we're going to move them in there and make it seem like there's people here for you, Joe.
That's basically what they did. And if you look at, you're right, though, they look at the shot from the back of the room, and it's like the first three or four rows right in front that are filled, and that's it.
And those are the
totally
CNN
staged.
Newsroom cast.
That's right. Exactly. that's what I'm saying. That's like the staffers, the Secret Service, and so on and so forth.
Right. That's the lighting crew. And they're like, listen, do you guys have family you can bring in?
Right. Yeah.
Anybody else?
Bring? Anybody wants a free hot dog?
Anybody
can we bring them along? No. Anything we can do? It's really unbelievable. But I'm telling you, what's going to happen is if they don't cheat and we can stop them from cheating, then what will happen is we will win in a landslide. The Republicans will. Now, will they do anything with that? I don't know. If the Republicans win, though, and they decertify these elections, you have a chance to actually impeach the president for legitimate terms, right? That's the only way to – you can't go back and re-vote. I've heard people say, well, they're going to have to do the vote over again in Arizona. They're never going to do that. The only way to remove a sitting president once the election's been certified is through impeachment. They have to go down the road of impeachment to say he has not been duly elected. He did not get the number of votes. They cheated. We have the evidence that they cheated. There's so much evidence out there. It's ridiculous. But again, you have this two-sided Justice Department. Now, we have the KGB. We don't have the FBI. We have a politicized Justice Department who just dropped charges for the investigation with no charges for Governor Cuomo for killing 15,000, then covering it up, then profiting from it while using state workers to write a book.
That's
sickening.
That sold less copies than Hillary
Clinton. Walking away. Hillary Clinton walks away. When Trump said during the 2016 election, you'd be in jail. He should have followed through with it because now you're seeing the Democrats go full in, right? They're jailing protesters from January 6th, which is outrageous. I've watched all sorts of videos where they're holding the door. They're not going after Cuomo for 11 women, which makes sense because they didn't go after Biden either. Now, remember Tara Reid? Tara Reid was the lunatics on the left. And by the way, if you are listening and you're on the left, you are a lunatic. I don't know what else to tell you. You're a lunatic. You people are mentally ill. There's something wrong with you. You have a mental disorder because I'm seeing people still say Kavanaugh was never investigated. Are you nuts? You had a wildest, outlandish claim, no backup. The witnesses that she cited had no recollection, completely denied any knowledge or that fact that this even happened, right?
And Blaisley Ford is who they decided that they were going to put up there, and that's going to be that's going to be our ticket to Kavanaugh. You have Brett Kavanaugh, you have Blaisley Ford. Same thing they try to do with
Blaisley
Clarence
Ford
Thomas.
Has a mental disorder. Seriously, I don't mean that in a mean
that
way.
That was exploited.
I mean, she really has something mentally wrong with her. I believe in her mind, she believes something happened. Maybe something did happen, and I think you tell yourself over and over and over and over the lies in your own head, and you start to believe them. And I think that's Blaisley Ford, right? But to say that she is somehow a credible accuser is outlandish, right? Now, on the flip side, you've got Tara Reid,
right?
Where they say, "Well, there's Joe never did anything bad. That's not a credible anything." But yes, it is a credible, absolutely.
Well, and there's outside corroboration with her,
with witnesses and people. Right. Absolutely, this was my favorite. You remember this, Ryan? You got a good memory. You remember this?
Right.
This was back in like the 90s.
And it's funny how you can't find this anymore.
No, but I got it. Yeah. We're going to play it right here. We're going to put this on video too. If you're watching, by the way, on YouTube, hopefully they haven't taken this down because I mentioned the ivermectin word. But you know what? We'll put this on Rumble. We'll have to get a Rumble account. Can we do that, Kels? Can we get a Rumble account going for this podcast and get this up there? And we'll put this both on Rumble.
Well, it's a matter of time before you and Mike are too spicy for YouTube.
Oh, I'm sure. Absolutely. Yeah. This is my favorite, though. Courageous as mom just called Larry King. This is awesome. You're too young to remember this, Kels.
We're back. A couple more phone calls on this very important topic. Our guests are former United States Senator Howard Baker, Richard Allen, former National Security Advisor, and Lawrence Romano of The Washington Post. San Luis Obispo, California. Hello.
Hello. Yes, hello. I'm wondering what a staffer would do besides go to the press in Washington. My daughter has just left there after working for a prominent senator and could not get through with her problems at all. And the only thing she could have done was go to the press, and she chose not to do it out of respect for him.
No, she had a story to tell, but out of respect for the person she worked for, she didn't tell it.
That's true.
Well, now, but these are the people who do come to the Lois Romanos, right? The staff worker who says, I want to let you know about what's going on, either with my voice or the guy down the hall.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of these people have a sense of obligation. They feel that this public official should be accountable if it's something wrong.
They're whistleblowers to the press.
Exactly.
That was courtesy of MRC Newsbusters, but that was Tara Reid's mother.
Right.
Calling Larry King saying, you know, my daughter didn't want to go to the press. She was sexually assaulted, not just sexually harassed, sexually assaulted by Senator Joe Biden in the halls of Congress, Mr. Hanzy, who gets away with it, right? Governor Cuomo he's not accused of assault, but he is accused of harassment by 11 women.
He's totally on video kissing someone.
Yeah, gets away with it.
But that's fine.
That's
so
okay.
Let's
that's
also fine. Backtrack a little bit to right around that time. So if you remember that Clarence Thomas confirmation, Joe Biden went at him so bad
Huge.
For a Coke can
right.
that had some sort of hair on it, and that was the best they had on Clarence Thomas.
It's ridiculous.
Who, if you're going to have Joe Total Biden go at Clarence Thomas, that is a intellectual mismatch.
Yep,
by a landslide, right? So during this time, he went at him in this story that got so convoluted and crazy and things like that. And during that same time, I'm going to say that within maybe that same term, right, that's when Tara Reid had that accusation against Joe Biden that if you listen to her story, that was terrible.
Yep.
Like, that's awful. I mean, that's almost like—
It was terrible. Yeah, just really
That's almost
sad.
Like Bill Clinton and his cigar collection.
Yeah, that's like Bill Cosby.
Right. That was a bad series of events.
It was bad.
So you talk about Joe Biden going after a conservative in Clarence Thomas. Well, during that same time, you have these pretty credible accusations against him doing the same thing. So it's, again, just the absolute well, I'm over here and you're over there.
So the Justice Department and the FBI have been corrupt for more than 20 years. They go back 30 years then, right?
I'm sure
35, 40 years. I mean, again, you're talking about very credible accusations that go nowhere, right? And I don't think Tara Reid actually brought those to the police at that time to give them a pass on that one. But the fact of the matter is that, I mean, my God, look at Mary Jo Capegni. You look at all the different over the years. It's just unbelievable. If you're a Democrat, you get away with anything you want.
And the crazy thing, too, is Tara Reid, if you look at the concern that her mom had, her mom was still voicing that Tara Reid was still trying to protect Joe Biden. She didn't want to just go to the press to protect this guy who's a predator.
Who's a predator. Joe Biden has been a predator his whole life.
Yeah, but it's been getting younger. That's the real problem.
Yeah.
His infatuation with kids has become unhealthy.
Oh, no question. You can't deny that. You can't. When you look at somebody and say, oh, look at you over there. Look at you with your legs crossed. You look like you're a teenager over there. She's 8, Joe. 8. Like, seriously, who says that about a kid? What the hell's the matter with you?
And it went beyond. I thought when years ago it was creepy when he was vice president.
Well, now it's.
We've reached like somebody put him in a chair in the corner and locked the door, give him pudding twice a day, and let's move on.
Put him back in the basement. Yeah, put him back in the basement. That's where he belongs. Let's switch gears and just wrap up with this because we're getting kind of long in this segment here.
Sure.
And appreciate, by the way, everyone who listened to today's show. We got Ryan Norton in place of Mike Lomas today. And, of course, I'm Glenn Wiggle, and thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. If you like what you hear, folks, do us a favor. Give us a thumbs up. Give us a like on YouTube. Or give us a positive review if you're listening on a podcast. We appreciate it. Share it with your friends. That's important, too. And, of course, hit that bell as well as a subscribe button. You'll be notified for anything that we do. We're going to start doing – I keep saying it's more podcasts throughout the week. We will at some point start doing more 10-minute, 5-minute, 15-minute type very short things. I just haven't had a time to get to them because, of course, we do have a day job. But if you like what you hear, I appreciate it if you share it with your friends. And if you want to find out more about what we do for a living, this is not what we do for a living. This is what we do just because we need therapy, and this is our therapy. But what we do for a living is actually manage money along with all the different departments. We're a one-stop financial shop. Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. You can find out all the different things that we do. I want to switch gears and talk about January 6th for a second. I mentioned this a little bit earlier. We have people in jails in D.C. right now that have not been legitimately charged with a crime yet, or they have been charged, but they've not been, their trial's not been happening, and they've been being held without bail. Now, in New York, you can assault the police officer and be released the same day.
Yeah, we'll see
in
you.
California, we'll see you, we'll see you next time, Joe.
Yep.
But these folks who, for the most part, are being held on misdemeanor trespassing charges, being denied bail by corrupt judges, and America just yawns. Oh, no big deal, no big deal. For those that honestly think that that was an insurrection January 6th, by the way, keep in mind that for those that don't understand history, which is most of the Antifa youngsters now, is like, oh, January 6th, worst thing since the Civil War. No, it was not. First of all, there was like not that much property damage at all, right? So you had a couple hundred thousand, maybe a few million dollars of property damage. Let's keep in mind that Bill Ayers and the Weather Underground, who was Obama's buddies, bombed the Senate chambers. That's right. Bombed the Senate chambers. Right. And by the way, when's the FBI going to tell us about who planted those pipe bombs? They figure that out yet? Because you got cameras in every square inch of D.C.
Right.
The same cameras that went out when Seth Rich was shot, those same ones that didn't work that time too.
Right.
Same Epstein cameras. Right. Same company, I guess. These cameras keep going out. Right? It's amazing.
Yeah, we did.
Where's all the extra footage? I've seen footage of January 6th where people have been holding doors open. They were waving people in. A guy going, come on, come on, get in. But this is probably the most damning thing.
You have 7-year-old ladies just strolling around looking at the potted plants in their solitary confinement for 23 hours a day.
This is important to watch these videos. I'm going to play just the audio here if you're listening on the podcast, but the videos are important to the context here.
Right.
There's a guy here in a MAGA hat that is clearly a Fed, and the group knows it, right? This is a CIA guy or an FBI guy, he's an older guy, and he's in multiple pictures right with that John Sullivan guy. It's amazing how that John Sullivan just seemed to pop up in the weirdest places, huh? But this is him trying to incite people on January 5th.
You think they'd cycle him out, too?
Right?
Why is it always the same guy?
Same guy.
Aren't you eventually going to notice that guy?
Yep. Hmm. But the media doesn't cover it, so as long as they don't cover it, most people are,
What you don't know can't hurt you.
That's right. The rest of the crowd saying no.
Fed.
They start chanting Fed because they know.
They've sniffed them right out.
Right? He said, no, peacefully. We're going peacefully. But this is January 5th. I'm going to play this again. Because you're going to see this guy. Watch this guy's face very closely. You're going to see this guy again in a second, okay? Okay, what?
What? They sniffed him right out, though.
Yeah, peacefully. Right? They call him right out as a Fed, because he is, that's exactly what he is. He's a Fed, right? Now, here he is again. Right? Who's this guy? Remember that guy?
Hmm.
Oh, that's John Sullivan, who was paid $75,000 for his videos, right?
From CNN, right?
There's a video, and I don't have it handy here, but I'll find it. There's a video of John Sullivan with a CNN reporter walking through the rotunda of the Capitol building.
With his Trump hat on.
And she's going, we did it, we did it,
right?
We did it, we made it, we got in, I can't believe we got in. She's a CNN reporter. John Sullivan was with her again, right? So there's a picture of John Sullivan.
After they just got done saying that no people were infiltrating the Trump people. Those were all Trump conservatives.
I want you to watch this next video very, very closely, okay? There are MAGA people and Trump supporters at the gates, or not at the fencing they put up. No one's pushing anything.
Right.
Everyone's being respectful. There's only a handful of Capitol Police, like three or four. Watch what happens, and watch who makes it happen, okay? We're going to go through this very slowly, okay? There they are. They're peacefully at the gate, right? Guy turns his hat backwards, right? Now watch what happens. They're yelling at him. No one's pushing anything yet. Now watch, right there. Right there. Right there. Okay? You got that same guy in the same fatigues that just the day before was saying, we got to go into the Capitol. We got to go into the Capitol, right? Same guy again, right? Now watch what he does. He's going to whisper something in this guy's ear.
Right.
And watch what happens right after he does this, okay? This is very important. He whispers in his ear. Now watch what this guy does. Turns right around, grabs the gate, and starts pushing it. Now he gets them all going. See that? There he goes. Now this guy just melts back in the background, and off he goes.
Right. Away
see
you
that?
Go. You started it.
I'm going to play that again. I'm going to play the whole thing again from start to finish without interruption. Watch very closely. Remember the guy that I told you about, right, in the other video going, we got to storm the Capitol. No! Peacefully. Peacefully. Fed. Fed. Clearly this guy's a Fed. Has that guy been charged? Is that by? Because he's on video telling people the plan tomorrow to go into the Capitol. Was he charged? I don't think he's been charged. Now, does anybody know who he is?
Now, the weird thing is the FBI, right, is putting out all of these wanted people things.
And why not that guy?
And they have the, you know, the, it looks like the ATM camera from 1961, right? Yeah. It's this blurred out four-pixel person. They're saying, can you help identify this person? Right. And you're like, that's Pac-Man. I don't know who that is. So now they have all of those people that they're going at and they're getting and they're rounding them all these people. But the people that are actually in these videos that actually are like, that guy's probably got some information. And if he doesn't have information, he's part of it.
He's on video.
I'm getting that guy.
He's on video the day before trying to talk the people into going into the Capitol. I just played that video, right?
And the people are interested.
They're not, they don't want to go in.
They like, go,
well, no.
What?
Why are we talking about? And they call him out of the Fed. Right. Watch this whole video start to finish, okay? Here we go. Peacefully, nobody pushing. Guy turns his hat around. Now the guy grabs him, sees who he is, pulls him aside. Yep. Now he goes right back, and now he starts to shove the gate.
And now it happens.
And now they breached it. Now they breached the perimeter. Right?
Now this video has to be in Pelosi's January 6th commission. I bet.
I'm sure. Right.
Right at the top, I think.
Who is that guy? Right. Who is that guy? Right. This is also equally damning. This guy's trying to get people to stop. He's yelling at them.
Where is your backup? This is our damn Capitol building.
No one's breaking anything at this point. They're just watching. They're just sitting there. Look at this. Just sitting there.
Right.
Just sitting there.
And we were told also that the order to bring reinforcements in was denied.
Yep.
And it was delayed.
Look at. They're just sitting there. Why? Right. Why are they just standing there?
Full riot gear just standing there.
They're full riot gear, but they're not doing anything.
Yeah. That guy in the back's on Twitter.
Right. They're not even doing anything. Exactly. It's amazing.
It's almost like they had an order to stand down.
Yeah.
That's crazy, huh?
Here's the town hall basically saying that that troublemaker, that guy that was on video, is an FBI snitch, is what he is. He's FBI, right? And and his name is out there. It's Ray something or other.
Well, it seemed like that's not his first time.
No. So you have clear evidence, right? Of folks like that, right, along with John Sullivan, right? Who is obviously, he's a BLM guy, right? He's a known anti-American guy. He's on all kinds of video giving speeches in Utah. He's got a prior arrest record, right?
Right.
He's right there when Ashley Babbitt shot. He's right there next to that guy who's trying to tell people to go into the Capitol. He's right there when they breach the gate and break the windows. He's right there in every single important video with CNN reporters, because they had to make sure they documented this well, folks, to sell the Hollywood story that this was some sort of a vicious, violent insurrection. Now, was there violence on one side of the Capitol? Yes, there was. Did MAGA people get caught up in a battle with Capitol police officers? Yes, they probably did. And shame on them for doing so. But you know, I can see getting caught up in the moment when suddenly a battle begins and you're on one side and there's a whole bunch of people on the other. But they didn't start that. They weren't now, here's the thing that blows the whole narrative, right? What they said is, it was Trump's speech.
Right.
It was Trump's speech that day is why there was an insurrection. But wait a minute. That was January 5th.
That was the day before his
speech. Was a day before, and he's trying to tell people, go to the Capitol.
Not to mention, we've seen numerous times, too, the timeline.
It's an absolute setup.
That narrative blows up when you notice when Trump is speaking and then when people start arriving at the Capitol.
Yep.
I forget how long they said the walk was, but the whole math doesn't work.
No,
people would have had to
sprint, fly. Teletransport. Back in time. Whatever.
Apparently helicopters that are moving those people from spot A to spot B.
No.
The math didn't work.
This was a total setup. They needed this to happen so that they could – they needed this to happen to change the narrative from election fraud. They needed something like this. They needed the Reinstag moment, right? That's right. What they needed. They needed something so that they could pin it on the MAGA people and turn the country against conservatives.
It was the shiny object. Let's not talk about this. Let's.
And I'm telling you, the FBI is the one who planted those six pipe bombs. They didn't need to use them, but they were there in the event that they needed them. I think they knew that they had enough people that were going to go into the Capitol. They think that they felt like they had they knew they didn't call for backup. They knew they didn't have the police force to stop it. They knew they had enough Antifa and undercover I'll call them Fed informants, like FBI informants there to make the plans, right? That's what the FBI is good at, is making the plans and coming up with the plot. You guys are real good at that, right? That's what they did. January 6th was a huge setup. Unfortunately, conservatives and patriots and folks that support Trump fell for it. And they got caught up in the moment, and now there's some of them are sitting in prison, sadly, one of which just took a plea deal for 8 months, which is sickening, really.
They needed this to be our generation's 9/11.
That's what, exactly. And the thing is, they ran with the narrative as long as they could that, oh, Capitol police officers were killed. No, one was killed. No, that fell apart, too, when the autopsy came out and said, no, he died of natural causes.
Who killed Ashley Babbitt?
Yeah. Yeah, well, they know that now. They know that now. That was the chief of the Capitol Police that works for Pelosi.
What she ended up being...
He supposedly now is in FBI hiding. He supposedly is in protective custody somewhere.
But of all the narrative around the Trump supporters that were beating the Capitol Police, the only one that actually died there was Ashley Babbitt,
unarmed. Right. Yep, sickening. I hope the lawsuit goes through. I hope they're able to do discovery in that lawsuit so they can get some more information. But if the feds really wanted to get to the bottom of things, they would release all of the security camera tape, all of it. They've released very little bit of it, and only what is released that goes to their benefit. What we're seeing, and I just showed you, are other people's videos, right? Other individuals' videos that will probably commit suicide sometime in the next 12 months, sadly for them. I'm joking, of course.
And there's no way the world, in that building, that they don't have that video. I mean, they have a mouse scurrying under a chair at 2:30 in the morning.
They got all of it.
Thermal. There's no way that they don't have some sort of view that's completely going to put an end to that. But I think what they're going to end up doing is they already have seen that footage and they don't it.
No, they don't want that out there. No, they've gone through every inch of that footage, right, and they know what they can release and what they haven't. In fact, my guess is they've already destroyed the tapes. So the likelihood is, so just like the Mueller investigation destroyed the evidence of the spying and a lot of the stuff that they did, which clearly is what they admitted it, right? Oh, we destroyed all those laptops.
Because that's normal, right? Hunter Biden treatment.
That's exactly what they need the January 6th commission for. They need the January 6th commission to go through the tapes and then destroy the evidence when they're done and come out and say, you know what? We looked at all the evidence. Clearly, it was Trump supporters.
Well, that's what the Mueller investigation was.
Exactly what it was.
The complete wipe.
Exactly what it was. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. How many laptops did they destroy in that investigation?
After they went through them and said,
Yeah. How's that Hunter investigation doing?
Well, I heard he's donating all the proceeds of the sale of his artwork to charity.
Oh.
That's obviously made up. That's not happening.
Yeah, no, that's not happening either.
Right.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for us. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Something a little bit different. Good to have a guest in and change things up a little bit. Don't forget Saturday's radio show. I'll be going solo this weekend. Maybe I'll grab you and bring you in if you're in town. But otherwise, we'll be opening up calls and questions for Saturday's show. Don't miss that. 1 to 3 on the Financial Guys Radio Network, airing on WHAM 1180, WBEN News Radio 930 in Buffalo, WHAM in Rochester, of course, and, of course, streaming on iHeartRadio as well. Just look up the Financial Guys on WHAM 1180 and iHeartRadio. You'll find us there. So on behalf of Mike Lomas, who's not here, Ryan Norton, I'm Glenn Wiggle with the Financial Guys. Thanks for watching, folks. We certainly appreciate it. Thanks for listening, if listening on the podcast. And we'll see you Saturday right here on the Financial Guys Radio Network.